You're listening to Kane and Corey.
Mental health is discussed a lot on this show. I'm kidding, it's not really. But I figured something out yesterday that really helps one's mental health. Go do something you used to do as a kid. Go do an activity. Like, what's an activity that you used to enjoy doing as a kid, Corey?
Masturbating,
you still do that. Okay.
Yeah, a lot of stuff I used to enjoy as a kid. I don't know if it look right. As an adult, I used to get on the thing at the playground, and that little thing that goes back and forth, it's on a spring.
Those
and
are
I used
swings?
To ride the hell
oh,
out
wait,
of that.
The horsey thing?
Yeah, the springy thing.
Oh, yeah, the animal yeah.
thing. Or the thing outside the grocery store that you put, the thing you put the 25 cents in.
All right.
And it shakes you back and forth.
Okay.
I can't do these things. You imagine a grown-ass man in a 25-cent little car at the mall?
Maybe not that. Maybe, you know how they have the gumball machine at the exit? Maybe stop and get yourself a gumball machine or try to win something in those plastic bubbles, you know? You always get the white piece of gum, though. Every single fucking time you put a quarter in there for some gum, you get a stale white piece of gum.
You got bad luck. I used to get the blue ones all the time, dude.
Did you?
I used to get the blue balls. Well,
another reason to hate
still
Corey.
Still do.
He got the blue ones.
Still do.
So yesterday, after the gym, Russ and I go to the gym together, best friend Russ. We stopped off at the park, Rahway River Park. It's a beautiful park, got a lake and a river. And we're just walking around.
Did you guys go into the bushes?
They got walking paths. Well, you mean you're talking about where the Mexicans were giving each other head?
The blowjob bushes,
The blowjob bushes. We did go down there, but they're not bushes yet. It's just twigs, nothing's bloomed.
Oh, okay.
So, you know, everybody would have saw if we'd done something like that.
Oh, can't get a blowjob yet. All right, yeah, you gotta wait.
Yeah, it's not blowjob.
It's not blowjob season.
Blowjob season.
No, yeah.
Anyway, so we're walking around. We just walked down to the shore, the rocky shore of the river there, and we started skipping rocks. We're looking for flat. Oh, there's a flat one. That's going to be a good one. We skip. Oh, man, that was like five times. That was a good one. For like a half an hour, we're looking for flat rocks, and we're skipping rocks into the river. And
you know
awesome.
There's people walking by being like, where is their instructor at? Like this.
Where's camp counselor at?
Where is their, where's
the bus that's picking them
this
up?
This is
where
so
is
cute. Look at these two old men. Look at these two retarded guys. They're so cute. Look at them.
Oh, look, honey, they got the tism. Wait, hang on. Why old? Why has it got to be two old men?
Well, they're not going to be like, look at these young autistic kids.
That's true.
It's not, you don't normally see like the older, never mind. I don't know. I'm going to dig a deep hole and I'm not getting in there. I'm not doing
But after the dreams I had the previous night, you know how sometimes dreams will like throw your day off and put you in a really bad mood if you have a bad dream. You got to think about it over and over and over and whatever. So I was contemplating going to church to cleanse myself and just sit and pray and stuff. And we went to the thing instead and the skipping rocks. Oh, and then I noticed a creek with some water running through it. I'm like, let's raise sticks. So we broke off a twig and raced twigs.
What the fuck are you talking about? You guys raced
twigs
sticks?
Too. Yeah.
Did you guys build box cars as well? What else you guys do? Build Lego. You went and did Kinects and Legos and whatnot?
Yeah. Yeah. The box car derby. Oh, we're ready
You should write a book called My Big Gay Day. and just write all this
who
and put all this
first?
In it.
Skipping rocks and racing sticks. I'm telling you, man.
Skipping rocks and sucking cocks.
it was so well. We were tired after we skipped so many rocks. We didn't have any time for that part. But it was such a relaxing fucking day. It was awesome. I would recommend that to anybody. And you know what? I hadn't touched nature in quite some time. I don't touch the ground. I don't touch trees. I don't like critters and bugs and shit like that. But I'm over there snapping twigs. I got my jacket hanging on a branch, you know.
Russ's nickname in his band is Nature.
Just you know, touching shit. It just felt good. You know, there's a thing called grounding where you're supposed to actually
we know.
Ground yourself with nature.
Yeah. Well, did you take your shoes off? You're supposed to be barefoot.
Hell no.
You're supposed to be barefoot, yeah.
No.
That's how you get the grounding effect, yeah.
Not in Rahway. You don't want to walk around barefoot.
No, definitely not.
Needle here.
Really?
There. Yeah. Nah, not really. But, you know, I still don't want... There's garbage strewn about because people are fucking slobs. There's like a cooler in the lake and shit.
Kane, would you say that for a day you became an ecosexual?
No. Because I wasn't turned on by nature. It was just fun to connect. It was
sounds
nice
romantic.
To connect.
Yeah, no
it
shit.
Sounds romantic. Like you were romanticizing.
You were like having a romantic relationship with the pond
and
the earth.
Because
like if you
about...
came upon a hole in a tree that looked really hot and maple syrupy.
We did come upon a big hole in a tree. It was like a dead one that was hollowed out. We stopped and contemplated. I wonder what lives in there. Because it would have made a nice home for some kind of critter. We're like, well, maybe a woodchuck is up there, a groundhog or something, you know, maybe a raccoon lives up there. We did. We stopped and we discussed what would be living in that tree and then we moved on. It was a weird day.
What? Yeah. What are you dying? Like, are you guys, someone dying?
What's going
on? What the hell?
No, it was, I can't explain it. It was not, we both just shut down and stopped stressing about stupid shit. Like he's on his phone all day with the real estate bullshit. Not once did he check his phone the entire time we were there. It was nice. We shut down and connected. It was not with each other, with nature. We docked.
We didn't dock. Hates me because my birthday's the same day as her cat's birthday.
What? Hang on, you were cutting out.
I said he's got that wife that hates me because my birthday's the same day as her cat's birthday. Can you imagine?
That's a pretty silly reason for hating someone, isn't it?
Yeah, it's a pretty silly reason. I don't like that guy. He's got the same birthday as my cat. Excuse
well,
me. You're what?
You know, but hang on. If that's the reason she hates you, it's not just you. It's anybody with the birthday that falls on her cat's birthday. It's anybody on the 20th. Not just you.
I got
you.
Some say. It's a fucking cat.
She
the cat don't
cat.
Know what day it is. Every day is the same day to a cat. Cats don't have calendars. They don't cross it off and be like, today's the day.
I just, you know, I'm just trying to pass on some information, some helpful wellness information. Because, you know, I even mock, you know, taking personal time and shit like that. You know, stupid. But that was fun.
Well, in 2 weeks, you're going to have a whole week to go out and frolic in the nature. Unless you guys are doing, when I'm in Hawaii, you got all that time.
We didn't even know you were going to Hawaii. I didn't know that.
Yeah, Kane did.
I knew. Well, I knew. I didn't say I didn't know.
You did too. Yeah, I've been talking about this before.
Oh, right. You did. Yeah. And then next week you're out too, right? You're in LA?
No, I'm not out next week. Oh. I'll be able to do the show. I'll be in LA though.
What are you going to LA for?
Access Daily again. I'm on a television show with Mario Lopez and his wife.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
All week?
No, just a day. I'm going for the day. Literally a day.
His wife? What are you laughing
his
at?
His wife. They're co-hosting the
what
show.
What am I missing? What's so fucking funny?
No, I'm laughing about funny. So when the other day at the comedy show when Vinny Brand was introducing Corey and he was like, "Yeah, I met this guy backstage. I just foresee this guy being a fucking huge movie star all over the TV." And Kane was like, "What's movie star? Really? I don't know."
That's not what I said.
How did you say it? It was the fucking hilarious the way you said it.
I said, I don't know about movies.
It was so fucking hilarious. I didn't want to laugh because it was like silence
in
the room.
Wow, dude.
I deadpanned.
What the fuck? I don't know about movies. What an asshole.
I deadpanned.
No, I think we kind of went into the game too. Like a Vegas rule.
And I don't know why that just came into my head.
Wow.
Go Vikings, let's win this game.
I don't know about that's such a funny response. This is gonna be a movie star. Kane just says, "I don't know about movies." Maybe
but he was so fucking hilarious.
Maybe a small web series. I don't know
exactly how I said it. I just said, "I don't know about movies."
That's so fucking funny, dude.
and that's not a slam on you. It was just like
that's hilarious though.
The way he was so sure of it, it just hit me funny.
You said all. Like, I didn't even hear him say all that stuff. I must have tuned it out.
That's how he intro'd you. This guy's going to be so big, TV, movies. And he was like, oh, I care the next big I hope you are. You know, I'll even say
I mean,
a prayer.
He's a good. I mean, he's, you know, he's worked alongside like Seinfeld.
Some
all these people
guys,
have been to his show. Like,
he's
been there. So
he has a sense of who's going to be successful. I get that. But I just, you know, had he been sitting next to me and said that, I would have said, I don't know about movies.
I know. I think it's hilarious. It's funny as shit. Yeah.
Yeah.
And actually, he texted me last night. We're going to get him on the show in the next week or so. That's cool.
Let's have him on when Corey's not here. So that's at least.
I think he wants to be on with Corey. We'll talk. Yeah. All right.
Well, why don't you just three do a show and I'll just.
When am I not going
to
be here?
He likes you too.
You said you were going to Hawaii.
Yes, that's not next week, but the week after.
Next week, I'm going to get him on.
Well, hang on. What the fuck? Okay. Next week, you're on?
Yes.
All week?
Yes.
And then the next week after that, you're not?
Yes.
Yes, you're on, or yes, you're not on.
He's not
next
on.
Next week,
he's in Hawaii.
I'm on. The week after, I'm in Hawaii. I'm in Oahu.
Then you say no.
No, I said yes. I was agreeing with you. You said then the next week you're not on. Yes, agreed.
Hmm. Okay. All right. For my own notes, it's important.
He actually wants to do Read My Lips because he's actually deaf. So he's going to kick your ass at it. That's what he said.
Well, how about you fucking tell him he don't make the fucking rules and we'll fucking tell him what he can do and what
exactly.
The fuck is not going to happen.
Right.
Done, all right.
Yeah. Awesome.
Just don't say those words exactly.
Like, for example, Jay, you want to go do something you used to do as a kid? Go hit someone on the face with a brick. You'll feel really
as
good.
As a kid, I did that fucking 5 years
You'll
ago.
You'll feel really good,
Jay,
about
don't
it.
Put a fucking timeline on it, you idiot.
You know?
What you I used just, to do as a kid, I, you know what I used to do as a kid? I used to like take hammers and I used to smash my toy cars. And then I used to try to hack into computers and fuck things up. I didn't even know what I was doing. I was just touching buttons and stuff. I was trying to hack them in there. You know what I mean?
Then that's I not to, really trying to hack into a computer as much as just trying to break the computer.
I try to break the computer, yeah, but like cyber-wise, not like physically. And then I used to try to burn ants with a fucking magnifying glass. What do you think the most toxic thing you did as a kid is? What do you think? Like, what do you think the most fucked up thing as a kid that you did? Like, when you look back and you're like, wow, I should have never done that. Like,
torture animals.
One time,
you tortured animals?
No, I didn't. Were you asking me what I did? I thought you said, what's the most fucked up thing a kid could do? And
No.
I agree with
that.
I
took
the
burning ant thing. Pulling his cock out.
I took the burning ant thing and went a step further because I know some kids that, like, you know, thought it was funny to torture frogs and shit like that. But
I did this thing. Well, I was a freshman in college, and we got this CO2-powered BB gun. And we'd go around Lake Hollingsworth in Lakeland, and we'd shoot people that were running.
That's still fucked up.
It was fucked up. I felt really bad. And then I stopped once they started shooting stray cats. I was like, I'm not doing this no more.
Oh, fuck. See, that's what I was talking about. Yeah, you hear a lot of stories like that, kids that torture fucking animals and shit. You know, because
I will say this. We shot ourselves with the BB gun first before we did it. And it didn't fucking, it's not like it would put a hole in you. But, you know.
Well, it depends on how many times you pump it, doesn't it?
No, it's a CO2 one. It went,
oh. Oh, you don't have to pump those?
Mm-mm.
Oh. I didn't really, the worst thing I've ever done as a human. It's just your garden variety sins, you know, like masturbate and fucking sex before marriage and stealing a football here and there. And, you know, I haven't hurt anybody or done anything too bad.
You haven't done anything?
Mafia, what's the worst thing you've done in your life? Like, you die, whether you go to hell or heaven, everybody has to have the little meeting with God where you kind of go over everything you've done in your life. And
I took a poop on someone's doorstep before, like on that one movie, like on Billy Madison. I did that.
Ding Dash Dish or something like that.
God probably laughs at that. That's pretty funny. That's a good one.
Mailbox baseball. Have you ever done that? We used to do that all the time.
We were in the back of a truck and we were going to do it, but I said, no, I did not want to be involved in that because that's illegal.
So attempted maiming and destruction of private property. That's on your list.
Yes. Cow tipping. Have you ever done that?
Oh, no, we talked about doing that a lot, though, because we lived down in Florida, and there was a lot of cows out there. Yeah. We never did it.
Yeah, I've never done that. That's not really all that bad, cow tipping.
Yeah, they're just sleeping. They're fine. They're not going to die.
DD Jersey said, I salted a snail when I was 10, and I still can't let it go.
What?
Jay, no outrage from you.
No, as in, I think he's more so like confused that he can't let it go.
You can't let it go. I mean, in Korea, that's what they do before they eat them. Like, I'm serious. I just watched the documentary on it. They put them in a fucking thing. They salt them. They fucking shoot out of it.
Oh, man.
Yeah,
I got triggered.
It's painful for the snail, and he can't let it go. He feels bad about it.
I saw this in a chat. I saw that, and I was like, oh, no. And then I saw it was Kayla, and I was like, all right, she can say it.
Yeah, she went N-word knocking as a kid, LOL.
Yeah, she gets.
We all did that. I did that too.
Yeah, that was fun, dude. Now kids get shot for doing that though, so you guys can't do that no more.
But we called it ding dong ditch.
Ding dong ditch. That's what. Yeah.
No, we didn't. As a kid,
probably also called it smear the peer, didn't you?
Yeah, of course.
Smear.
You can't say smear the queer.
Ah!
That was a fucking fun ass game.
Yeah, until you had the ball.
Yeah. Basically, smear the queer. If you don't know, it's football. But you're on your
own
team.
It's kill the carrier. Yeah, you kill
right,
the carrier.
Right, you're on your own team. Everybody's
you're getting trucked.
Forbidden Balls wants to know the statute of limitations on robbery. Well, that's... I don't know.
I'm 7 years, though.
I'd like to know that too, maybe. Well, I didn't rob anybody. Tool job had sex in public.
I mean, who hasn't?
Me.
Yeah, you haven't? Oh, I did. Yeah, dude.
Never had sex in public.
Lots.
Yeah, I tell people that all the time, Johnny. All sin is equal in the eyes of God. People can't wrap their head around the fact that a lie is a murder, they're all the same.
Not all
sins. We're the one that puts the rankings on the sins.
They're unforgivable sins. Blasphemy.
Yeah. Let's see. Oh, D.D. Jersey continues with assaulting of a snail. It squirmed so bad. Yeah, see, you feel bad.
Suicide is unforgivable, isn't it? That's what they say.
I don't know. It depends on your mental state. Because I have a buddy who's not a priest. He's a minister. He's written a ton of books about Jesus and stuff. He knows everything. Dallas Seminary, top of the line. And I asked him about it multiple times, actually, because there was a time in my life where that was a consideration. But I never wanted to do it because I didn't want to go to hell. And it's not an...
and he came along and was like, I mean, technically you can do it and get away with it. That's not something you want to tell someone.
No. Well, because nobody's 100% sure. But he understands the Bible more than anybody else, or more than anybody can, as much as anybody can. And I mean, if you're not right in the head, if you know what I mean, if you're not thinking clearly, if you've got some sort of mental issues, dementia, whatever the case may be, and you do that, that is understood.
You're going to think horribly of me because I just had this conversation with Tracy because her friend just committed suicide and I called her a fucking coward because I'm so pissed off because she has two children under the age of 5. And why the fuck would you be so fucking selfish to do that and put your kids through that for the rest of their life?
Well, am sure, that's what a normal thinking person
am
would
I
think.
Wrong for the, and I'm, I feel horrible in one side, but as a father, like,
well, you're wrong, but you're not wrong because, yeah, to a rationally thinking person, right, that's how you would think, and then you wouldn't do it. But
I think that's why a lot of people do murder suicide. I think that's why a lot of people do that is because they don't want their kids to live without them, and they don't want to put them through that, so that they rationalize it with, if I'm going to take myself out, I'm taking everyone out.
Thank God
that's
that
why they do that shit.
Thank God that we can't put ourselves in their head and thank God that we can't understand the situation. So that, you know, I try to refrain from judging too much on that. Yeah, I mean, I've said that before, Jay, too.
Yeah.
I mean, I think
I
everybody
feel horrible
has.
For thinking of it, but I just keep thinking about these poor kids, you know, like, but now they're going to have to go through life explaining it and being without their I mean, come on, man.
You don't do that. I don't think you come to that decision flippantly. I think, Corey, you saw this, too. That one jumper from the Golden Gate Bridge who lived.
Yeah, he said that instantly he regretted it. Instant regret, right away.
Instant, yeah. As soon as he let go.
He said he was sure he wanted to do it. He was for sure, this is it. This is what I want. And then he did it. And right away he goes, oh my God, what the fuck did I do? I do not want to die. I do not want to die. He didn't die.
No.
Luckily. But. Mm.
And lived to talk about it, which I'm sure has saved some lives. But yeah, so I mean, that's a tricky one.
Yeah.
I called my buddy once. I was in Baltimore, drunk off my ass on a roof of a parking garage. I really thought I was going to jump, and I called Ed. And he talked me down.
Ed got out of bed?
Ed what?
Ed, was Ed in bed or did he get out of bed? Ed.
Ed always answers my... He'll answer... He's really a man of God. He answers anybody's question, anybody's phone call, any hour of the day.
Hey, Ed, it's Fred. Get out of bed.
Do what I said.
Kane must have bumped his head because he wants to be dead. Ed, hey.
That's good.
This guy needs some meds, Ed.
Oh, call, call Fred. The feds? He's got meds.
Yeah. Call the feds, yeah.
Oh, he's newly wed.
Give me those pills. Not the green ones, the reds. Give it to me. Give them.
You think he's poisoned by the lead? That's why he wants to jump out of his bed on the...
Oh, he's just pissed his dog shed.
Yeah. His wife took his shed. She turned into a she shed.
If he's dead, he's got no street cred.
No, oh my God, he fell. He bled. It was.
And that's where we'll leave it. That's where it has to stop right there. Well, this is Happy Friday talk. How are we getting to
suicide?
Yeah,
this is great.
I was trying to help with mental health, you know, and now all of a sudden we're, don't kill yourself, kids. This is, should we do this? I told you the story already, Corey. Should we do this as a D-bag or not?
100%.
Because it really isn't something I did.
It's 100% something you did.
No.
Does this make Kane a D-bag, baby?
Does this make me a D-bag, baby, with Kane and Corey?
Wow. So at the diner yesterday, I was just in the mood for a grilled cheese. Maybe that, you know, it was a, I'm 14 again.
That's right. Day. You had yourself a little gay day. I mean, a good day.
And I had myself a childlike day, and so I, because it was like, you know, it had the Texas toast with the bacon
Texas,
like it
was toast grilled cheese.
Yeah.
Oh, that sounds amazing.
So fucking good, bro.
That sounds like
where'd
my
you
heart's
go?
Race.
Did you go to Manny's?
Yeah.
Oh yeah, that place is dope. That place is yeah.
That's like a big adult grilled cheese.
Yeah.
You know, we're not talking like, you know, a slice of Borden's on two slices of white bread. You know, Wonder Bread.
Borden's.
You know, so this is an adult. This was a grill.
This ain't a craft single type thing. Yeah.
This is a grilled cheese with, side fries. Anyway.
Say it with your chest.
Anyway, it comes and she sets the plate down and I just go, oh. And she goes, what? I go, no, it's fine. I just usually cut it diagonally.
Okay, right there. Let me stop you right there. First, right there. Oh. No. It's fine.
No.
That is so condescending, and that's so pretentious.
Oh, no, yeah, I didn't say well,
if
like
you,
that.
Okay, you must have said, oh, in a way for her to realize something was wrong, obviously, because she was like, what's wrong? You're like, no, nothing. I normally don't do this.
That's not,
so pretentious.
Dude,
you're, oh, my God. I guarantee you that's how it come out. I know
you're not representing the situation correctly. She sets the plate down. No, I didn't make a face. I didn't do any of that. I was happy. I was excited about the grilled cheese. It was huge.
No, you didn't say, oh, boy. You said, oh.
No, I said, oh. Just like
yeah.
That. Oh. No, but I didn't make a face. It was just, oh. And she said, what? And I go, no, I just usually cut it diagonally, but whatever. She goes, and she reaches into, she grabbed the plate, and I said, no, it's fine. I mean, it's going to taste the same. I'll eat it. She goes, no, I'll have make you a new one. And she took it. And
yeah, because she had like that snotty little fucking noise you made.
I couldn't even help it. It was just something that came out. I didn't intend to say it. It was just how I reacted when she put the thing down because
you
it looked
didn't
weird.
Like the way she cut.
I'm a diagonal, especially with the grilled cheese.
Oh,
there is only one way to cut a grilled cheese. Mafia, back me up. And that's diagonally. You can't cut. It was cut horizontally. It looked weird. That's why I said, oh.
As a grown man, I'll eat it whole. You don't got to cut it for me at all. In fact, if I want to cut, I'll take it and I'll rip it and eat it like that. What, did you ask for the crust to be cut off too?
No, I like the crust.
When she brought it back, did she say, okay, careful, blow it, it's hot. Don't put it in your mouth yet, it's very hot.
I wish she would have. The cheese was burning my mouth.
Did she say, who's your hungry widow boy? Who's your hungry widow boy?
You want some dino nuggets with that?
I think
did you get your tomato soup?
The diagonal cut is so key though because it gives you those nice perfect corners to bite into. It's a better way to, it tastes better. It looks better and it tastes better when it's cut diagonally.
It does diagonally. Not taste better.
No,
listen, Corey.
There was a study done that when it is proven in somebody's mind that when a sandwich is cut diagonally.
In somebody's mind.
No, in people, they did a study on it. No. When it's cut diagonally, you feel like you're eating more and it tastes better. Kane
is
right.
It looks bigger. And the way they had it cut horizontally, that's how you cut a kid's butter sandwich. It looked childlike when it was cut like that. You had the
but
top
it's
crust
not
on one.
Bigger.
No, I know that, but you know how your mind. Well,
and it doesn't change anything about it. It's just in your mind. It's in your head.
Look, I know, but when it comes to food, how you perceive your food is important. Otherwise, they wouldn't spend so much time decorating the plate with sauce. Why did they put so much time into the presentation if it wasn't important?
Because they gotta justify you paying fucking $105 extra.
Cutting the sandwich is a part of that. The presentation was off, and that's why it struck me as like, well, that's not what I expected it to look like. So I just went, oh. And then she had me. They made a new one.
Yeah, but see the you just did even that. Oh, the inflection on the oh. It's like something's not right. Something's awry. Something's wrong.
I was perfectly happy to eat it. I did not ask to have a whole new sandwich made. That's a waste. Yes, I hope somebody ate it in the back.
But you did by saying, well, this just isn't the way I usually cut it. That right there, that comment in general is like fucking, yeah, but you have to say that. They could be like, oh, nothing. No, this is game. You could have changed right there. You'd be like, oh, nothing. This is good. Thank you so much. But no, you replied, oh, it's just, you know, not the way Kane would do it, you know?
Well, because it was disappointing. I don't know how else I could say.
Could you imagine if I looked on a Yelp review and someone was like, I love this place, very delicious, except for the way they cut my sandwich?
No, but Corey.
I'd be like, are you fucking kidding me?
Corey, the sandwich, the grilled cheese sandwich, if you put it in a blender and made it into like a pudding, it would taste exactly the same. But you probably wouldn't eat it because of the way it looks. Yes,
no
it
way.
Does.
Because this is so different. No.
I understand what he's saying. Like, the presentation
horrible,
makes it taste.
Horrible metaphor.
I'm just saying, the way you put it on the plate makes it taste better.
I think so too.
I understand what he's saying. And it's psychologically, it's proven, it's in people's heads. It's proven.
And look, there's no way possible I can be a D-bag on this one because she voluntarily, I didn't send it back.
You didn't have
the
to.
The only way you can vote me a D-bag on this is if I had angrily sent it
you
back.
You can't tell people how to vote. You can't tell you. Are you going to be outside the polls too and tell them why they can't vote for who they want to vote for at the fucking election? No, you can't do that. I'm saying D-bag.
Jenny says, I hope you tipped her very well. Now, here's my theory behind it.
All the D-bags coming in. Oh,
yeah, they had this waitress before.
Glory.
I had had her before many times, and I usually tip her very well. And so I think she remembered me, and she just wanted me to be happy. So
I think that fucking little bit, that's just not the, it's not the way I would do it.
Oh, see, you're so misrepresenting the way it came across.
You know what? She probably felt bad because she's probably the one that did it. She probably just wanted to cut it for you.
She probably just wanted it herself. So that was an excuse. She saw an opening for her to grab the sandwich and go eat it in the back.
She went home to her husband that day. She went home to her husband that day and was like, can you fucking believe there was a guy that came in here and made me stand the sandwich back because I cut it down the middle?
Well, then she's a lying whore because that's not what happened at all. Nobody made any sandwich go back to the kitchen. I hope to fuck she didn't go back there and say, oh my God, this guy's bitching about how you cut his sandwich to the cook. And he probably spit in a new one.
I hope she did do that. I hope everyone knows.
Wow,
you come in, there's gonna be a fucking issue.
I'm the one who got fucked in this situation. Now, the more I think about it, I got railroaded. I tipped her, too.
You're the D-bag, dude.
Fuck.
Kat said the waitress feels so bad about herself, she's the one on the bridge right now.
Good jump, I'll push.
Oh, more D-bags as they come in.
Kayla says, D-bag, just own it, Kane. No, there's nothing to own. I said, oh.
Even complaining in your head about the way it's cut and being like, oh, it's not the way I would usually do it. Even that right there is just a little bit of D-bag, internally D-bag, internal D-bag. Yeah.
How do you cut your sandwich? Horizontally? Like an animal?
Vertically? I don't fucking cut it. I just eat my sandwich
because it's
just the fucking same.
I don't either.
Because I'm not a little boy anymore and I can eat the whole thing.
If I make a peanut butter and jelly, I'm not cutting that. But I definitely cut the grilled cheese. You got to cut grilled cheese. My son doesn't even cut the grilled cheese.
My son will eat that bitch whole.
Oh my God, you guys are all animals. I don't even know you anymore.
This is some mommy issues, dude. This is some catching my mom and dad in the RV.
Did your mom or dad cut it horizontally, Kane? Is that?
No, diagonally. They're not.
I mean, that's what I meant. I'm sorry, diagonally?
Yes. One thing I was taught. How to be a normal kid in a normal society was cutting it diagonally.
You were a normal kid in a normal society. Your dad was fucking a whole neighborhood. That ain't nothing normal about your childhood.
You just found out that your cousin's your niece.
You saw your fucking mom giving your dad a BJ in the RV. You didn't live a normal childhood.
Your dad was taking pictures with his shirt off with a chainsaw. Like, what the fuck?
I don't think any of us lived a normal childhood.
No.
You watched your dad walk home drunk from the fucking... The damn bar.
You are really pushing me back to the park to skip more rocks.
You thought it was okay to get a prostate exam at 5.
Listen. As long as I'm not pushing you to go to the roof of a fucking parking garage,
that's over. Carol says nothing about you is normal, Kane. Well, what is normal?
No, this is not a normal show. That's for sure.
What?
This is not the normal show. That's not. Yeah.
None of us are normal. No.
Mm-mm. And not these two fucking guys podcast says, do you cut a big burger when you when you're out to eat if it's too big to put in my fucking mouth. Yeah. You have to. You can't. You know what I mean? When the burger is so fucking big, it doesn't fit in your mouth. You have to cut it. So you can squish the corner and force the corner in your mouth. God, what's the matter with you guys? I don't want to eat with any of you. You would embarrass me. Eat like pigs. You just trying to shove the whole burger in your mouth?
No, just a bite. Just a bite. Just one bite.
I'm also the kind of person who's got to set, look, when you're done in the middle of bites, eating Italian food, whatever, you know how to properly set your fucking, people just put the fork and the knife in their food. No, you lay it on the side of the plate.
With the side of the plate, yeah.
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 I hate people that
do that
wrong, too.
You're telling me if the burger's too big, you cut it in half and throw it in your mouth. You don't just take your two hands, wrap it around it, and just shove it in?
No. You got to cut it so it fits.
No. You put that thing in your mouth, you just bite down on
it. If it's too big to fit in your mouth, you're either getting a bite of the toppings or you're getting a bite of the bottom. The bottom bun and the burger. You're not getting a bite of all of it.
I don't know if my mouth is built different than yours, but I get the whole thing.
Jeez. Hold on. Stay there.
Oh, God. We're going to hear that another day.
We're going to hear that whole conversation. He's going to play.
Play the thing and let's move on.
D-Bag!
Can't even fucking believe it. Oh, good Lord. I'm looking for a comment. I thought I saw Cousin Rick said something. Oh, yeah. He said, I love cutting the cheese. Oh, that was a fart joke. Never mind.
Count on Rick.
Speaking of that, there's a 70-year-old woman apparently on TikTok. And she goes on what she calls fart walks.
That's just called crop dusting.
Now, this is apparently a tip for good health, too. Marilyn is her name. Marilyn Smith. She and her husband eat these high-fiber meals. And then they go on regular fart walks to get things moving, you know, the body.
We like to we drink Metamucil and then we do a Metatutsal.
Well, it helps with the bloating. And a doctor weighed in and said,
we eat beets and stink up the streets.
Yeah, there you go. No, they go on these long ass fucking fart walks after they eat. And she says it's good for your body. And Marilyn's not embarrassed. She's not embarrassed to talk about her fart walks either. And she says you shouldn't be either. She's proud of her fart walks.
Do you have a video clip to show us?
I do. You want to see?
Yeah, I figured you did. Yeah, because now I want to see how nasty this fucking Marilyn is.
She's actually a little... She's kind of
it's funny. Her name's Marilyn, but she smells like Baltimore, you know?
Good call on sharing it. Here you go.
She looks nuts, dude. I can already tell, but there's just a little picture at the bottom. Oh, my God.
There you go.
And they look like they stink, too, just by her face.
Going for a fart walk.
Okay, can we just say she's really pretty for 70?
Yeah, she's pretty.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's a beautiful woman right there. I don't care what you say.
Going for a fart walk after dinner is something that's going to help you age wonderfully. And if you follow me, you know that my husband and I go out for fart walks most nights after dinner. So about 60 minutes this after we've eaten, we put on our running shoes and off we go. Now, why do we do this? Well, we eat a lot of fiber, so we have gas. Everybody does. And you fart when you walk. So that's why I named it that. But the main reason that we do the fart walks is because by walking for as little as 2 minutes, we usually walk for about 10, 15, 20, but not really quickly. It's more of a moderate walk. We are helping reduce our chances of developing type 2 diabetes. Why? Well, because walking is helping maintain our blood sugars, keeping them from ricocheting all around. And as you age, especially after 40, you have a bigger chance of developing type 2 diabetes. So it's these little things you do on a regular basis that can have a really big impact on your long-term health. So sign yourself up for fart walks. I invented the hashtag.
Yeah, so oh, my God. Was that a fart or a snort? What was that?
Yeah, you know what? It's fun to be famous for something.
She thinks. Oh my God! She got so much fiber. It's coming out the front and the back, dude.
She didn't invent crop dusting. That's been a thing for a long time.
I've been doing that forever. I do that in elevators. I do that in grocery stores. If I'm on aisle six and I let a fart go, I'm fart walking all the way to aisle seven. All right. This lady did not make this up.
She invented the hashtag. She claimed. You know what? I love that woman. How great was she? I want to get a drink with her.
I like how she said, we eat and we take a 5 to 10 minute walk, moderately, like slow. And I'm like, that's to the stop sign and back. Like, what do you like that? That's not a long walk. That's like,
well, how old would you have guessed she was, if you didn't know?
60s, 70s, yeah.
Yeah, all right.
I would say early 60s.
Yeah, she was so cute. Right.
She looks, yeah.
Best friend Russ. She's so cute. I agree. Cuter than hell.
Why don't you guys bring her to the park with you and skip some rocks?
Well, spoken. You could tell that she had her wits about her, right?
Yeah.
No dementia yet?
Yet. Keyword.
Tool Job says, I don't mind cougars. Yeah, that's a cougar. What's older than a cougar, though?
No way, dude. That's not a... That's.
What's older than a cougar? Saber-toothed tiger.
That's a woolly mammoth, dude.
I think that's more of a man. Yeah, she is a saber-toothed tiger. No,
that's what Lizzo will be when she's older.
Older? How much woolly older does she have to be before she becomes a woolly mammoth? I think she's already crossed that finish line.
No.
So wait a minute. So aged cougar... Right after cougar is a jaguar. 50 to 59 is considered a jaguar.
Okay, what's after that? She's after that.
Yeah, it doesn't. That's the highest.
You got to go with something extinct. Saber-toothed tigers are extinct.
Exactly. Yeah, I agree.
Fucking Tyrannosaurus Rex. Just
no. Saber-toothed tiger.
You got to keep it the cat family.
It's on the same line as cats. Yeah, same cat thing. Yeah.
That's why the woolly mammoth wouldn't work. It's a good one, but yeah.
Oh no, woolly mammoth is for something else. That's why, because she's a bigger girl.
And if you're between 20 to 29, you're a puma. Wow. All right.
What?
20 to 29 needed a name. You don't need a name for 2029. That's not even how it started.
Yeah, no, I know. It's Puma. Yeah, it's young. A young cat.
I wonder what else she does. I bet she eats Tums like candy, that woman.
No, I don't think so. I think she eats fiber. I think if you looked at her medicine closet, it's Metamucil and all the other stuff in there, yeah.
I bet she snaps her fingers when she tries to remember stuff. That's something old people do. Oh, I'm sure she's on her phone. She's using speakerphone.
Everywhere. Right, like, and she'll still hold it like this. She'll still hold it up to her ear, but it'll be a speakerphone.
Yeah. Oh, she starts conversations with complete strangers in public.
Isn't this crazy? Look at this.
She prints out the directions to get to where she's got to go.
Oh, yeah. She waits in the car for ShopRite to open in the morning.
Oh, yeah. She walks around the mall before the mall opens. For sure.
Oh, yeah.
She lowers the radio when she's looking for a house number.
Everyone does that.
She leaves plastic on stuff to keep it new.
Yeah.
Do you keep the film on like a computer screen or your phone?
No way.
I can't keep it.
No?
I can't. I got to pull it in. There's so much satisfaction with pulling it off, too. Then when it comes off and it's so nice and neat, oh.
You know, that woman before the video, I bet she said something like, well, how do you work this dang thing?
Well, George, how do I get it to turn around so it's on me? Well, no, I'm famous on this TikTok. I need to turn it around. How do I do that? Oh, it's this little whirlwind thing, little hurricane thing in the bottom. Okay,
Kat says she asked her waitress to cut her grilled cheese diagonally.
You guys are so, you're taking this and you're running with it and you're making shit up about it.
Can you cut these in little cubes, like little croutons, bite sizes?
What you didn't see in the video is every time she walked past the house, she said, oh, that's a nice house.
Yeah, that's nice. I love what they're doing with the place.
She adds water to her orange juice because it's just too acidic.
Spicy. She calls it spicy, though.
She would. Yeah, she would call it spicy. Spicy. Oh, God. All right. Let's see what time is it. We got time for this because I want to see what you think. There's a thing called Snowflake Scrabble now. Mm. It's not the official. It's not the official name of it, but Scrabble has gone ahead and made a version of Scrabble for young people that gets rid of competition.
Everyone's a winner?
You don't keep score, right? And you also, you'll team up and flip cards over that say thing challenges, like come up with a four-syllable word. And then they all put your heads together and yeah, that's, That's Scrabble now for Gen X, for people who are afraid of losing. The everyone gets a trophy generation. I can't believe they even. Why? Why are you going to buy that for your kids?
Snowflake.
What's a four syllable word? Now you got me. Now you got me. Staten Island, but that's not one word.
Really? All right. Let's sit back and wait for Corey to come up with a four syllable word. Play some ambidextrous. Thinking music.
Ambidextrous. That's like six syllables. That's a big word right now.
That's five.
Yeah. Five, four. Oh, you know how you know it's so fast? You did that so fast. Ambidextrous. Yes. Yeah. Man, collaborate. Collaborate.
There you go.
Yeah.
Ding ding ding. You're the winner. Where's the sheet on that? I had it printed.
Onomatopoeia. Onomatopoeia. That's five.
Onomatopoeia.
Onomatopoeia.
What the fuck is onomatopoeia?
I heard about it. I don't know what it is. Onomatopoeia.
Juxtaposition.
It's a formation of words from sound association that's named.
Yeah, okay. I just saw it. All right.
Well, we would even suck at the new version of Scrabble, apparently. No. Corey be like, force of a... Can I take a mulligan?
Yeah.
Corey need his own deck of cards. Like Snowflake Scrabble's not enough. You need like extra Snowflake, like Snowflake Plus.
Yeah. Snowflake Plus.
Think of a word with an A.
I need Scrabble Lite.
The beta version.
Just a word with an A. I mean A.
Look at that. Look at the mafia. Staten Island Chris, of course, he said ejaculation. That's five education. Syllables though. Education, testicular.
Oh yeah,
that's a good one. Phenoplan, so get that for your kids if they're afraid of. How was your kids? Well, yours is a little too young, Jay. But like Lex, does he like to compete?
Yeah, he wants to win.
See, there you go. You don't get anywhere in life if you don't want to win. You don't get anywhere in life without Ook.
All right. What the f*** did you just say?
Sometimes you say stuff that can mean a lot of things. Depending on how those words are used, then there's nothing you can do. It's Kane and Corey's out of context.
All right, here we go. 10 pieces, shockingly, and number 10.
He's like, Oh, God, that's a hard one.
Oh. He's like, Oh, God, that's a hard one.
Wait, listen again.
What was it, Kane?
Well, listen again. You weren't paying. Listen.
Well, how should we listen to it? What's the scenario that we should listen to this under?
Let me hear. Hold on.
He's like, Oh, God, that's a hard one.
I don't know. I didn't really come.
It sounded like it hit you in the face. And you're like, oh, God.
Yeah. That's kind of like you were doing it.
It sounded like I'm describing what someone said about my penis.
Yeah, it could be that. There should be so many scenarios.
Listen to it again. Sound like someone hit you in the face. Listen.
He's like,
You heard it?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, God, that's a hard one.
Yeah.
Yeah, because my giant cock hit him in the face.
hit you in the lip, and you're like, oh, God, that's a hard one.
Yeah. And he goes, oh, that's hard because it hurts. I bruised him. Bruised his chin.
Oh, shit. Oh, man. The context behind that one was Corey wasn't here. We did. Would you rather see your mother get gangbanged by like a cock in each hand and each hole, or would you rather open up porn and see your dad fucking a dick like gay? Like what would you
happens
rather
when
see?
I'm not here? What?
Yeah, no, we take it another level when you're not here.
No, as long as Corey's here now, would you rather? I don't know how we got to it.
I don't either. I have
no
idea.
Would you rather catch your mom on a video? Like with a cock in every hole and one in every hand and like fucking surrounded by cocks getting gang fucked, or would you rather stumble across your dad in a gay porno? Your dad's like he's on his haunches going. What would you rather see? Because it's hard to pick.
It's so hard to pick. Go ahead, Corey. Go ahead.
I want my mom to have fun. You know what I mean? I want to know my mom's having a good time.
There are fewer questions with that than the gay thing. Because at least with the gay thing is like you've been lied to your whole life.
Yeah, exactly. Now you got this new vision of your dad in your head. Like, oh, my God.
Right.
I love the way Kane describes it. Just a cock in both hands. One in every. All right, you ready? Number nine. Yeah. Did you choose? You said your mom getting gangbanged.
Yes.
Right? All right, here we go. Yeah. Number nine.
Why'd you put it in your mouth?
That was it?
That's it.
Why'd you put it in your mouth?
It's like you
were. That's not where I asked you to put it.
What am I supposed to do with this?
I was thinking like you were on your knees in front of him, Kane.
Why would I have been on my knees? Did I drop a pen?
No, you were down there on his penis, like with his penis, just to like look, like play with it. And then he's like, "What?" Because he listened to the stutter.
Why'd you put it in your mouth?
That's why I left the stutter in there, because it sounded like he was like really questioning the reason why you put his cock in your mouth.
Hang on. Okay.
This came from a story we did that was in the news, and it was you were actually like saying it, like, why did you put it in your mouth? I don't know what the story was, and I was trying to recall it, but it was from last week, so last Friday. Yeah.
Well, right, thanks for keeping track of that.
Yeah, well, you know, here we go. Next one.
As soon as it hit my mouth, I yanked it out.
You sure you did?
Yeah.
I didn't. Nobody, that was too much.
Nobody wants that business in there.
Jay, what do you got for us?
Do you want me to give you my scenario?
Well, sure.
So my scenario was this is your first time you were having a gay experience, right? Jeez. And you were like, and Corey was like, so how did you, like, what'd you do with the dick the first time? Did you put it, and then you said.
As soon as it hit my mouth, I yanked it out.
Yeah, because you were like nervous. It was your first
time. I didn't know what to do with it.
Right. Yeah. I realized right then, not for me.
It's not for me, yeah.
No.
This came from the conversation where Corey was eating raw garlic. You remember that? He just came on.
Oh, yes, like, yes.
And
yes,
you
yes,
said
yes.
You tried it, and then you said as soon as it hit my mouth,
I yanked it out.
Took it out.
Yeah. All right. Makes sense. Okay.
All right, here we go. Next one.
Like, I guess it is kind of big. That's the size of mine.
Good. We share.
Good.
We have the same thing. Similar. Yeah. Twins.
Twinsies.
You wanna be conjoined?
I feel like you guys were sitting on that love sack right behind Corey. Just your dicks were out. Just pretend, right?
Well, so we were sitting on a sack.
and Corey, you were like, listen.
So this is a mutual masturbation type of scenario, yeah,
or this is like the initial start to your
Kane's already had one of these, all right?
So wait a minute. So you're sitting there, and Corey was just like, I just want to warn you, Kane. My dick is really big. And then he says,
like, I guess it is kind of big. That's the size of mine.
So like, you were like
same.
We were talking about noses, because they said that a nose is correlated to the size of a penis. And
sure.
Corey turned to the side and said no about the nose. All right, here we go. Next one.
It gets juicy too. It gets ugh. Fucking like wet and like slimy. Oh, that just sounds crazy.
Hey, listen again.
It gets juicy too. It gets fucking like wet and like slimy. What was I talking about?
Well, I know what I'm thinking you were talking about.
Yeah.
I mean, there's really no scenario. Obviously, it could be you're talking about
a vagina. Like,
you know? But you're talking about the bag of lettuce that Kane has
when it
in
gets
his
green.
Fridge.
Yes, when it gets green and slimy. Yes, yeah. Yes.
But that's perfect ook. That's
perfect ook. The definition of ook.
All right, here we go. Next one.
House guest Lisa knows how to make it last longer, but it's been in there long enough now to where it's disgusting.
Another perfect ook.
Wait, listen. House guest Lisa knows how to make it last longer, but it's been in there long enough now to where it's disgusting.
It sounds like you're on the phone with someone. Yeah. And like, yeah, she knows how to make it last longer, but then you're like, but it's been in there long enough, so it's disgusting. I really want to get it out.
Hey, listen again.
House guest Lisa knows how to make it last longer, but it's been in there long enough now to where it's disgusting.
See what I mean? It sounds like you're like giving her credit, but then you're like on the low, like, but it's been in there way too long.
It's turning a little green.
Help me.
That's back to the lettuce again, and you said house, like, she puts a towel in it so the moisture doesn't get fucked
right
up.
What number is that one?
That is 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5. Number five.
That's so far. That's the winner, wouldn't you say?
For sure. Yeah. All right. Okay. Here we go. Top four. Well, not top four, but the last four.
Wow. Yeah, I got the big one.
From front to back.
It sounds like you're my spokesperson. I'm over here like, I got a big one. You're like, yeah, from front to back.
But if
huge.
You listen to the difference in audio, it sounds like you're so far away from. Listen.
Wow. Yeah, I got the big one.
From front to back.
It's like you're down there. So like the listen again.
Wow. Yeah, I got the big one.
From front to back.
Yeah, it just sounds like he's describing a wiener.
Yeah, I mean, you know. That and I was, said front to back instead of like base to tip. That's really
yeah. That is, we're talking about your apartment. You brought up your apartment because you said that there's people that you said sometimes people that ask Alicia like, "What the fuck is he doing?"
He has the big one front to back.
Yeah. All right, here we go. Number three or last three.
I go deep on fucking Prince. Yeah, I go deep, man.
Wow. Are you sure he only picked up his laundry that one time? Did you get all the skeletons out of his closet?
No, he popped out of the bag.
Yeah. Hey, come on, man. Where are we going?
Man,
he
we were talking
about a really deep talk. He had a really deep talking voice, but
we were talking about Prince, and I brought up a song, and you go, "No, I go deeper than that." You brought up a song that nobody. Yeah. All right, here we go.
Top deep two. Cuts, yeah.
Top two.
First couple times I did it was hard. Now it's fucking easy, like Sunday morning.
Had to add that in there. That made it even more. That made it sexual.
Yeah.
Like Sunday morning.
First couple times I did it was hard. Now it's fucking easy, like Sunday morning.
What could that have been, Corey? What would that describe?
You know what that's describing, dude.
No,
giving a big old BJ, dude.
No, I was thinking that your asshole was too tight the first time a cock went in it, but now now it's just it slips in. It's like throwing a hot dog down a hallway. You know what I'm saying?
When you use those words, it just makes my ears bleed a little bit.
All right,
Corey's gonna call me after and ask me where that parking garage in Baltimore was exactly.
That was from you eating the garlic again, because you were was like, how did you do it? All right, here we go. Last one.
I always have to lean forward to get it all out. And Russ makes fun of me. He knows what's coming as soon as he sees me lean forward. Hey. What, am I expelling the cum out of my asshole?
Listen again.
I always have to lean forward to get it all out. And Russ makes fun of me. He knows what's coming as soon as he sees me lean forward.
Hey. Yeah.
The burp. I got to lean forward to burp.
Yeah, but it sounds like you're giving it to him, and as soon as you lean forward, he knows what's coming. You know what I mean?
That's what I was thinking.
He's like, oh boy. No, the best one, hands down, was Houseguest Lisa.
Yeah. I don't even think we have to.
Houseguest Lisa knows how to make it last longer, but it's been in there long enough now to where it's disgusting.
That's just the visual is just too funny. It sounds like you're talking to her so she can hear. It sounds like you're talking so she can hear you, and then so she can't hear you.
Yeah. That's the good one. All right. That's the winner. That's two news.
And now, from a location unknown for his safety, it's Kane with the Not Quite News.
Not quite.
Just a little goof. A library screwed up. They thought they were handing out eclipse glasses. Turns out they were not.
What would they hand out?
It doesn't say.
Wait. Did they hand out just regular glasses so people were like going, like get hurt from it?
They were purchased from Walmart.com. They were labeled as a brand approved by the American Astronomical Society. But later they learned they were knockoffs and they were not effective at looking at the eclipse. And
oh, boy.
Yeah. Unless it's Jersey. Maybe it was the Gambino Public Library. they were trying to get rid of some of their enemies. I don't know. Can you imagine, though? They put out a Facebook message saying not to use them like a couple hours before the eclipse. But yeah. I'm sure not everybody saw it.
Yeah.
No, you can't. Not everyone's going to see that. Hell no.
God, how mad would you be if your kid went blind because of those library glasses?
Oh, I'd be pissed. And they're not going to go blind. He's just going to have that damn that ring around his eye for the rest of his life.
Oh, this is insane video. You have to see this. A tow truck driver. They used to use this company in Miami, I guess. But then they got rid of this company. The city did because it was they were just horrible. They would tow cars for no fucking reason.
Okay.
This... I'll set this up. They were at a stoplight in San Francisco. There was a tow truck at the front of the line, and there was a car behind the tow truck at a stoplight. This fucking guy lowers his shit, lowers the thing, and tried to tow the car. He tried to hook up onto the car at the stoplight. And the car starts backing up. Look at this. Watch this. This is insanity. They're just at a stoplight. Trying to hitch up to this car, who keeps backing up to avoid being grabbed.
fuck are you doing?
He finally gets away, goes around the tow truck, and the tow truck speeds up.
Yeah, that's illegal. You can't try to tow someone.
He tried to steal a car to light. That's just insane.
Was he trying to steal it? I mean, maybe he was trying to get it, but you can't do that when someone's in the car.
They're called specialty towing. No, the city canceled the contracts. They've been illegally towing parked cars and basically holding them for ransom.
Wow.
So this is a shady-ass fucking... How'd they even get licensed? Wow. For Autism Acceptance Month, a station in Philadelphia did a story on a dad who's installing special street signs across the city. They say autistic person area, and anybody can get one online. He says he's installed around 80 of them in 2 months. He's got more requests. But autistic person area?
Isn't every neighborhood autistic person area? Isn't every neighborhood an autistic person area?
That's
true. I feel like autism's so prevalent. Like, every neighborhood has someone that's probably autistic there.
That's probably true. But to me, my first thought was, isn't that kind of like telling robbers that you live in a no-gun zone?
Yeah.
Right? Oh, there's a lot of autism in this neighborhood. You probably get some... what are they going to do if you break in? Yeah. They're probably not going to call the cops.
Maybe they mean drive slow, you know what I mean? Drive slow, because there could be someone...
How about this? The average American will pay $525,000 in taxes in their life.
Jesus.
Don't fucking talk to me about this shit, dude.
That's the average
American. I've
already
done it in 2 years.
Wow.
I'm done already.
Did you do your taxes already for this year?
No.
Are you doing an extension?
Yeah, extension.
Yeah, me too.
Me too.
That's my tax date, October.
Yeah, October's my
tax date. Because once you start, if you do it 1 year, then you got to turn right around again in April?
And do it again, yeah.
No. I just now paid off last year's. No, I'm sorry, the year before lasts.
Wow.
What was that total? If you don't mind.
200-something thousand.
Oh, my God.
Last year's was 200-something thousand. I stole 100,000 on it.
I want to get the fuck out of Jersey after reading this.
No shit. Oh.
New Jersey? 54% of your money gets taxed away. Over half of your money is taxed away in New fucking Jersey.
Hmm.
Connecticut's next at 49, then Vermont and New York at 45.
How can anybody live? I mean, like, it's just...
This is what started the whole Revolutionary War in the beginning of the fucking Americas, dude.
Yeah.
The Americas.
A 3 cent tax. And
on tea.
We're on tea and we're getting raped and we don't do anything about it.
Mm-hmm.
Taxes are actually illegal, but whatever. Nothing you can do about it. You want to go to Brazil? They got some new weird requirements.
Yeah, you got to show your bank statement.
Yeah. You got to show proof that you have at least $2,000 in your bank account before you can visit Brazil. You got to get a visa.
That's crazy.
You got to get a work visa or whatever they call it, tourist visa, whatever.
Too many people were trying to go over there looking at booties, dude. They were getting sick of it. They're like, you're going to go look at booties, you're going to show us your bank account.
Yeah. Why do they need to see your bank, though? I don't get that.
Because so they can tell the little street people how much you've got so they can rob you.
Yeah, probably. Boeing, more issues with Boeing. Whistleblower saying that the engineers, they jump on plane parts to make them fit.
What the fuck? Who the hell wants to travel after any of this?
I mean,
I have seriously. No choice, man. I'm flying on Monday, man.
I told Russ, are you on a? Did you check the equipment? Don't fly in a Max. Even the people, the CEO and the people who make Max.
He said he's gonna. Yeah,
don't fly in a. Russ was on one back. He was just in Charleston, South Carolina for a weekend.
I can't choose what I fly though.
And he was book a different airline. But he was on a Max. I told him at the gym. He's like, "Why didn't you tell me before?" Well, I don't know.
But so that was the one Max that was having all the electrical issues. That was the issue with that. But they fixed all those. Now it's not those issues. Now it's the doors. It's the fuselages.
Boeing in general, yeah. The Shohei investigation is over. They said he's fine. It was the guy who actually lost all the money gambling.
And he made a joke. Did you see his joke?
No.
He said something about, like, I guess I'm really bad at gambling. He's placed like 10,000 bets in like 5 years.
And how much did he lose? $4 million?
Something like that.
Some crazy amount, yeah. He said something about he's bad at gambling. Boeing 767-3. Now I'm nervous, dude.
Most airlines haven't even brought MAX jets back into their flights. Some of them have done it quietly, though, like United, that Russ was on. I didn't think United brought the MAX back yet. Not everybody has. Let's see what else.
I'll tell you right now what I'm flying. I'm flying a Boeing 767-400. I don't think it's a MAX, though.
No. If it's got a number after it, that's not the MAX. The MAXs replace the numbered ones. Okay, so if you're 400, that's not a MAX.
Shit.
A guy in Maryland heard that his local 7-Eleven sold two Powerball tickets worth $1 million each, and they were both his. Because he bought two tickets with the same numbers by mistake. He didn't realize it. He called his wife after he scanned the first one. They cried. Then he called her again to let her know they just won again.
That's
the kind of guy, that's the kind of guy you hate a little bit.
Yeah, there's the same guy. There's the same guy in Brooklyn. There's the one on two scratch-offs he won. He's won like $10 million each.
Yeah. Anthony said, yeah, that's right. It was $40 million, not $4 million. $40
million Jesus.
That he gambled away. The cast of A Different World visited the White House and sang their theme song. Why?
The cast
Why
of a
was the
world?
Cast of A Different World at the White House?
Wow.
Maybe Joe saw a rerun. He just pointed. And they got the cast there to sing him the song. Fuck, don't turn Brady Bunch on for him. They're not all alive.
Jesus Christ. God. Jeez.
Well, until you drug him up, that's how he talks.
Yeah, true.
And one more news story. Again, that was a why. This is a why. Meghan Markle has two unscripted series in the works at Netflix. Why?
Yeah.
Nobody likes her.
But they want to make money on drugs. That's how they do it. They yeah. secure their spot. They don't even care. Maybe they won't even produce it. But they want to make sure they have the rights to it if something happens.
Why? But nobody watched her other shows. They hate her. Why would they be in business with her to do two more unscripted shows?
Maybe because people love to hate people and they think that that's going to... I don't know.
Yeah. Really bad jokes.
It's now time for...
You ever seen a grown man naked?
Kane and Corey's...
Really bad jokes.
Yeah, baby, yeah!
You probably got a few of these for this. OJ, of course, died yesterday. Couldn't beat cancer, but that's only because cancer didn't have a head to cut off.
Oh, damn. Couldn't beat cancer, but he sure did beat his wife. Oh, man. You know what? They were going to go bury him, and they were like, nah, doesn't fit.
Yeah. I think there is. I heard something. Somebody's joke. But, you know, nobody did. Norm MacDonald got fired from SNL. He used to do the Weekend Update.
Yeah.
And who runs SNL? What the fuck is his name?
Frank.
Lorne Michaels.
Lorne
was always a really good friend of OJ. And so Norm wouldn't stop with the OJ jokes. And so he got fired. Here's his sampling. These are fucking hilarious.
Well, let's get to OJ. OJ Simpson's lawyers say they don't want the families of Nicole Brown and Ronald Goldman in the courtroom during the trial. They're afraid the presence of the family members will just remind OJ of how much more killing he still has to do. It was revealed this week that defense lawyer Johnny Cochran once abused his first wife. In his defense, Cochran said, "Hey, at least I didn't kill her like some people I know." This week at the O.J. Simpson trial, the infamous bloody glove was finally introduced into evidence, and O.J. didn't help his case any by blurting out, "There it is, I've been looking all over for that thing." In his book, O.J. Simpson says that he would have taken a bullet or stood in front of a train for Nicole. Man, I'm going to tell you, that is some bad luck when the one guy who would have died for you kills you. That's about it. You don't get worse luck than that. Tomorrow, Judge Lancito will take O.J. and the jury on a tour of the now famous crime scene. For the jury, it will be their first look at the actual location. Of course, for O.J., it will be just a case of been there, done that.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
Yeah, you're fired. That's my friend. Caitlin said good.
That's crazy.
But go ahead.
Yeah, that's what I thought. Good riddance.
Yeah, that's what she said. Caitlin said good riddance on on X shortly after the news. It's the exact same thing she said when she had her penis removed, too. That's weird.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say yesterday.
Really?
Yeah.
We'll give that a... A posthumous ring.
Yeah.
Nepal is sending soldiers to the top of Mount Everest to bring down 5 dead bodies.
One guy got up there and said, I thought this place was called Nipple. Where's all the nipples at?
They'll bring the 5 dead bodies down. Then they're going to ship them to the U.S. so they can vote for Biden. Actually, there's 6 bodies up there, but they need to eat one to survive the climb. So they're going to be... Deep Purple and Yes are teaming up for a North American tour of graveyards. At least the shows will be over by 5, so that's good.
Yeah, we'll be in bed. And they're serving Jell-O pudding.
Robert Downey Jr. said he's open to doing another Iron Man movie.
No, you got that wrong. Iron Man's dead. He's going to be the Ironing Man. He's just a guy with iron shirts.
He's 59, though, so producers are going to change it to Iron Deficient Man.
Yeah, there it is. Anemia Man.
McDonald's debuted a scented billboard. Did you see that?
Scented billboard. Wow, even the smells are giving them diabetes now, huh?
You can also recreate that smell by walking around New York City on a hot summer day.
Oh, come on.
You ain't lying.
Robert De Niro attended a state dinner hosted by President Biden.
And then the school field trip came by and said, wow, look at those dinosaurs.
They had soup, pudding, and plenty of extra diapers on hand.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Everyone went home with a goodie bag with Fixident.
That's funny. 2 more. Melrose Place reboot is in the works with the original cast. You see that?
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's going to be called Melrose Hip Replacement.
Original cast is back, but in Heather Locklear's case, not their original liver. So that's...
Jesus.
And because she's a big drinker.
Oh,
yeah.
I have a friend who slept with her, a woman. Gwyneth Paltrow believes in monogamy. Yeah.
It's a new scent that she has in her candle, monogamy. It's not real, not actual. It's a new scented candle called monogamy. That's what it is.
That's good, which you can buy at Goop, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, she believes in monogamy. That's weird because she fucks tons of people every day when they buy shit from Goop.
Yeah, so we got half a ding.
That's a match.
Goodbye, everybody.
So wait, one more time. When are you going to L.A.?
I'm going to L.A. on Monday after the show. I leave at 5 p.m.
Oh, so Monday we're good.
Yeah.
And Tuesday morning we're good?
Tuesday I got to wake up early to do the show, yeah.
Okay.
Tuesday. Let's do a later show on Tuesday though. Let's do 10 p.m. so I can do it at 7 a.m.
A 10 p.m. show?
I'm sorry, 10 a.m. 10 a.m. show.
So start at 10 a.m. our time.
Yes, because I will be. For me, it'll be 7 a.m.
Okay. All right. That's fine.
And I love this show, but not fucking 6 a.m. love. You know?
No, I totally get. Yeah. Wait, you mean you're not going to do the show from Hawaii?
You're out of your fucking mind.
Yeah, I hear that.
Anyway, it's going to be 2 o'clock in the morning. You'll still be up partying.
Yeah.
All right. Have a great weekend.
Goodbye, right. Everybody.
Later.
Kane and Corey.